I believe a cabal of secret societies has controlled the world for 200 plus years, and we get to be alive at a time to see it fall. I believe in the power of one person working as a team with other Christian patriots can have massive impact in reversing this ungodly culture. I believe that we have an omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent God that has put his hand on this moment in time to deny the timeline of the enemy and is about to heal our land. This is Rick, your host, and I believe that God has called me to empower Christian patriots with truth. Join us now for the Bless the Teach Show, and let's see what God is doing today. Steve Show. Here we are on Thursday, May 9th, 2024, and we have a packed show for you, plus praise and prayer later tonight after the show, after this first hour. First hour, we're going to go over a bunch of news with Cuomo being a vaccine pusher to a vaccine injured, now even recommending ivermectin, which he lambasted with the rest of the mainstream media. And we're going to be talking about the invasion by design with the Democrats' vote in block to make sure that their citizens, when we do a citizens, they don't have to say they're citizens on the census. Isn't that just crazy? Then you have this Trump Truths area where he gives his opinion on everything. And then we're going to get into praise and prayer at the bottom of the hour, where you just have an hour and a half of this beautiful worship music, as well as being able to attach all that to scripture. And we're going to be worshiping together, hearing praise reports, as well as praying for specific prayer requests that you have that you can type into the Rumble and or to Backstage. All right, with that, we are going to move into some breaking news. And here's the first part I wanted to focus on, is that the vaccine worldwide citing dangerous side effects. So AstraZeneca withdraws its COVID vaccine, citing the dangerous side effects. Guys, this is the first time a big pharma company, this is a big pharma company out of Britain, right, has admitted that they are pulling it. They're pulling it because nobody wants any more vaccines, right? It's one thing. But the second reason is that they finally admitted it, right? So this gets into the British pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca has decided to globally withdraw its COVID-19 vaccine, citing a rare and dangerous side effect associated with the jab. The news first reported in the Telegraph, which confirmed that the company had voluntarily withdrawn its marketing authorization, meaning it will no longer be available to purchase. So here it is, the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID vaccine has been withdrawn worldwide months after the pharmaceutical giant admitted to the first time in court documents that it can cause a rare and dangerous side effect. The vaccine can no longer be used in the European Union after the company voluntarily withdrew its marketing authorization. The application to withdraw the vaccine was made on March 5th and came into effect on Tuesday. Similar applications will be made in the coming months in the UK and other countries that had approved the vaccine known as Vaxzevria. So guys, this is one of the biggest red pills that we've had in a long time, to actually be able to see the vaccine being exposed for what it is. It is a dangerous, dangerous drug that was being pushed on by everybody. And it's interesting, this says AstraZeneca has come under intense scrutiny over the recent months over evidence that the version of their COVID-19 vaccine known as this Vaxzevria, whatever you say that, Vaxzevria, has caused dozens of cases of thrombosis, this TTS, leading to at least 81 deaths, around 50 victims, and grieving relatives are also suing company as a result. All right, so AstraZeneca has just withdrawn the COVID vaccine after admitting rare side effect, with the entire government and Matt Hancock, who bullied the population into being jabbed, and all those who screeched anti-vaxxer at those of us who had concerns. Now, will they now apologize? Don't think you're going to get that, right?